The Baltimore County school system is suspending students at an increasing rate. At the same time, it's under pressure to reduce those numbers. In the second of two reports, WYPR's John Lee tells us about the school system's balancing act of keeping schools safe while looking for alternatives to suspension.
Penelope Martin Knox, the chief of school climate and safety for Baltimore County Public Schools, says she hears from those who believe the school system is taking it easy on disruptive students. She says that's not the case.
So when we have those who are saying we're not suspending kids and we're not dealing with kids, that's not accurate. Our numbers have increased over the years.
In the previous school year, nearly 6% of county students were suspended or expelled, and that was up slightly from the year before. But attorneys who are monitoring Baltimore County's approach to discipline are not impressed. They say suspensions don't work and are setting children up for failure and putting them on a path that could eventually lead them to dropping out and even jail. Monisha Chirayal is an attorney with the Public Justice Center.
When you have a practice of kicking kids out of school because of disrespect or disruption, you're going to invariably see the effects of bias that, you know, are just sort of hard to avoid or escape.
For instance, according to numbers from the 2016-2017 school year, African American students made up fewer than 40% of enrollment, but accounted for 66% of suspensions. The Public Justice Center, as well as Disability Rights Maryland, say this is discrimination. They're monitoring the county school system and working with it to bring its discipline policies into compliance with state law, which says you can only expel a student or hand out a suspension longer than 10 days if there is chronic extreme disruption or an imminent safety threat. Chirayal says the school system is in violation of the law, and that brings potential consequences.
Part of our goal in presenting to the school board is to make clear, not just to the school board, but to the, you know, community and local government decision makers, that this is something that the school district has to do.
Chirayal says students are being suspended for infractions that have nothing to do with safety or violence. But Abby Baton, the president of the teachers union, disagrees.
I know that they don't just suspend a child in Baltimore County because they looked at a teacher and said a nasty word.
Baton says teachers want more support, so children who are struggling in a regular classroom could be, perhaps, in a room with fewer children.
So that they can learn the behavior that they need in order to learn.
Martin Knox says the disproportionality of suspensions is happening because the demographics of students are changing faster than officials can react. For example, she says there are increasing numbers of students who are homeless or poor.
And so giving others the opportunity to understand that all children are different and we have to respond to them differently sometimes leads to that disproportionality when we don't understand how to address the behaviors.
And there are alternatives to suspension. These are strategies that try to teach students how to deal with and respect each other, but they cost money and take time. School board member Lily Rowe heads an anti-bullying task force. Speaking for herself and not on behalf of the board, Rowe says some students come to school having no idea how to get along with other students.
And if they're not learning that outside of school, we have to teach that to them in the school.
Rowe says gaps in society in meeting children's needs are on display in the schoolhouse. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 and WYPR.